Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. Welcome on the Culture News. My name is David Saviro, and I have the pleasure today to have over the phone this very talented artist. His name is Trax. Let me spell it for you. T-H-R-A-X. He owns Encryption Records. He's about to release a very, very great album called Social Disconnect, and it is my privilege to have him over the phone today on the Culture News on iHeartRadio in more than 150 platforms. The very talented artist, Trax. Trax, how are you today, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, David?
Thank you so much for being with us. It is a beautiful day, and I'm honored having you over the phone. So let me tell you, the life couldn't get better. That's the first thing I can tell you. So the first question I would like to ask you, where are you from? Where did you get that desire to do music?
I'm from a small town in upstate New York called Salamanca. We don't have that many people. The population is roughly 5,000 to 6,000. And, you know, just being in between so many major cities, it's been cool and it's been amazing seeing all the music from New York to Pittsburgh to Philly to D.C., to Toronto. It's like there's so many different vibes and feels and just moves from the music around, even to our local artists like the Goo Goo Dolls. It's all that love and passion and just all the music you hear, that's what made me want to do it.
Well, definitely. I think soon you'll be able to run for a mayor, you know, in your city. You know, you're a very, you know, what I like in you is that, I mean, besides your music, before your art history, is that you have a sense of entrepreneurship. You're not waiting that people call you. You're taking your career in your hands, with both hands, and you're like going out there, and people literally are falling for you. They really, really love your energy. Where do you get that energy of not just waiting at home that the phone rings, but really going out there and creating your own record label?
Well, I get the ambition from my dad mostly. He didn't have a lot when he was coming up and growing up, and just seeing his ambition and his work ethic really pushed me to want to be the best me I could be. So with the blessings of technology and everything we have, I could Google how I want to start the business, what I wanted to do, and just working. We could do whatever we want at our fingertips through our phones. So that was a blessing. And on top of that, just wanting to make a label that is home to artists. There's so many labels out there that just care about finance, and just how good the artist is doing. We at Encryption Records, we just want to make sure that the artist feels like a family. So you don't speak with the producers, the writers, and the management inside a business setting. We want everything to be an environment of family and fun, and we just want the morals to be high, because without moral and love for the music and love for the job and the career, it's nothing.
Exactly. And you know what? We should give a big shout out to all the fathers out there, you know, because we always hear about the mothers, the moms, and that. But we should not forget the fathers who are working, you know, triple shift sometimes, you know. To make sure to provide for the family, and they're definitely a big example. And let me tell you, our dads, you know, they don't have it as easy as we get it, because now you can order on Amazon, you know. But back in the day, you know, if you needed milk, you had to take the car and drive and can you find a store open for the kids. So really, the fathers, I'm glad you're acknowledging that. So now we are going to your upcoming album. Tell us about the process of that album. Tell us what brought you to record it, to write it, to produce it. Tell us, what are the tracks of that album?
So we start off with Social Disconnect, the intro. Then Under My Eyes, Like Nana, Ice on the Road, to Best Friend, to Villain, Sunday School, Trust Nobody, Flames, In the Nighttime, Pretty as a Peach, Best Friend, Depression, and Faces. The album is going to be 14 songs, and the whole feeling of the album is just the subjects that we tend not to talk about. being a male in this society, everything has to be dominance and power and strength. And I think the most powerful people are the ones that speak how they feel, even if it's a high or a low. So I wanted to bring light to the situations that we all face, whether it be anxiety, financial situations, death, suicidal thoughts, to drug abuse. And if we don't go through it, there has to be someone that we know that goes through those and those problems. So I wanted to shine a light on it and show everyone that, hey, not every artist is out there driving a $100,000 vehicle, rocking all these chains and bracelets that are platinum, or just in Miami with a whole bunch of girls chasing them. There's a low to the high life as well. And that's why I want to show everybody that no matter where you are, where you're coming from, we all go through lows. And I just wanted to show someone that, hey, if you're going through it and you're going through a rough patch in life, don't worry about it. We all go through it. As long as you perspire and work hard, the sky's the limit. You can do whatever you want.
Wow. It's very inspiring what you're saying. I love the phrase you just said. There is some low in the high life, right? Is that what you said?
Yes.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. I love that. Exactly. And you are doing great with your music. Who are your music influences, the artists who have inspired you the most?
I have to say Mumford & Sons, and India Ree, Marvin Gaye, Stromae. There's so many different great artists out there that those,
wow,
that small group and Little Uzi have just really propelled my sound and made me who I am today.
Well, indeed, Stromae, I'm glad you're mentioning him because, you know, he's from Belgium, and so he sings in French, you know, which, as you can hear, is my native language. So definitely big shout out to Stromae, what he has done. It's wonderful. So now back to your beautiful music. What are your next projects? What are the next things that you're going to do after these great albums? So people are going to play your album. It's going to be very successful, I'm sure. Are you going to do some live performances? Do you have already some other artists that you're developing?
Yeah, so the first thing I'm going to do when the album drops is I want to go to New York City, and shout out to AJ Payette. Did a great job mastering the album. We're going to celebrate for a night. And after that is really just getting back to work, seeing what other artists we could work with in the future, seeing what other labels we could align ourselves with, if it's a distribution deal, or just really building our networking and having a lot of exposure is the next step, and making sure that people haven't seen the label, they know what the label is, and really just looking for the next young talent that's ready to be a part of this family that we're building.
And indeed, it's a beautiful family that I'm sure everybody would like to be a part of. So tell us about your artist name. Where is it from? And tell us, how is it written? It is written with a very special autograph with the parentheses. Can you spell it for us in the same opportunity? Give us your social media link.
My social media on Instagram and Twitter is Thrax Official, Thrax Official, and on TikTok as well. That the name really just came from, it has a double meaning. The first meaning is Osmosis Jones was my favorite movie growing up. So the bad guy in that movie, his name's Thrax, and that was the only bad guy I liked growing up. So I got influence from him. And then after researching the movie more, it came from Anthrax. And I know that has a negative connotation, but I want my music to really have your body moving and just to affect you in a different way that nobody has. So I want to change the negative connotation to a positive one and really just make your whole body feel my music and feel the mood and emotions. And my whole thing is just relaying a message to the fans and relating with them.
And you are indeed doing so great. Your music is definitely beautiful and something that we definitely would like to support and play more often. So which track are we going to play of your album? Which track do you have for us ready?
Well, the track that we're going to listen to today is Like Nana. That song is an upbeat, grooving song for all the younger generation out there to just get up and dance and vibe to TikTok and just be carefree spirits and just to have fun while we can.
Exactly. This is the beautiful spirit that we want to hear. I have, ladies and gentlemen, over the phone, this very, very talented, what a sweet guy, what a nice guy, this great artist named Thrax. He owns Encryption Records. He is releasing his upcoming album called Social Disconnect. And let me tell you, it's everything but the title, because it's very connecting, you know, with you, very connecting with all your social friends, and just walking the streets, play the music, and you will see everybody will be around you, you know, everybody, you know. If you're looking for a girlfriend, play the music, all the girls will go around you. I'm sure. This is really, I love artists like that. I love beautiful people like that. Thrax, ladies and gentlemen, before we say goodbye to each other, my dear Thrax, you have 20 seconds to give a last word to our beautiful audience.
I want to tell everyone out there that no matter if you're from a small town, big town, or wherever, if you don't fit in, if you feel like you fit in, or just hit a low, don't worry. If you work hard, you can do whatever you put your mind to, and you could be as great as you want to be. Just keep working. And hey, nah, nah.
Exactly. I love that. I love that. We give a big shout out to your father. Please send him our blessings and all the people of your city. The city is Salamanca, right? Is that what you said?
Yes.
Salamanca. You know, it's the name of a city in Spain, and we talk about Salamanca in Don Quixote.
You know? Yes.
You know about that?
Yes.
Yeah, because I had the pleasure of playing Don Quixote, and they talk the city of Salamanca. So that's the only smart thing I know. Salamanca. So please, big up to all the people of Salamanca. You can be all very proud to have such a wonderful resident. Now, I promise, ladies and gentlemen, this beautiful track of the new album of our dear friend, Thrax. Stay tuned for more music. A beautiful day, New York City.
Shout out to Nana. Watch me do my TikTok like Nana. Shout out to my woe, my mama. Skipping in my flip-flop, no drama. I'm just trying to find nirvana. Watch me do my TikTok like Nana. Shout out to my woe, my mama. Skipping in my flip-flop, no drama. I'm just trying to find nirvana. I'm just trying to vibe, no testing me. Took me out the game, no referee. Upload all my videos. I be in my world with my supreme. Can't nobody catch up. I be having fun now. Wake up when the sun up. Sleeping when the sun out. Heard they wanna pull up. Heard they wanna talk now. I be in the field, steady scoring with the touchdown. So don't you say that I changed up. Don't you talk bad on my name. I just turn up then I dance. So keep the BS out my face.
Watch me do my TikTok like Nana. Shout out to my woe, my mama. Skipping in my flip-flop, no drama. I'm just trying to find nirvana. Watch me do my TikTok like Nana. Shout out to my woe, my mama. Skipping in my flip-flop, no drama. I'm just trying to find nirvana.
Stop what you do and
watch
how I move, yeah.
Your
dance is stiff, yeah.
Your
and I'm rolling with the miles and he running the whole place and cooking like Rosanna and I'm doing all this bacon. Know that it gets crazy when I'm rocking with the braids and doing all these flips like my house is a whole gym. People tell me stop but they hating on the kitty, yeah. Watch me do my dance, I'ma end it with a spin, yeah. If you wanna move, listen how it all begins with my TikTok, yeah. With my TikTok, oh. With my TikTok, yeah. With my tick, tick, tock, oh.